Dorothy.
Hello. Thank you very much for all the work you do and information. I've listened for quite a while, and Dr. Wright saved my youngest son's life
a number of
years ago. Yes, really did.
Well, that's
so
great
I'm
to
very
hear.
Appreciative of your program. Very appreciative.
Thank you. Thank you.
So my question is, with a GI problem, they want to give you antibiotic rifamycin or something like that. Is there something else that would, because then you afterwards have to take something like yogurt, you know, to put the healthy things back in your stomach, and then if it flares up again, then they give you the antibiotic again, and I don't like that. Is curcumin, would that be a better way? What would be the better way of combating that Bacter pylori? The thing is, I've heard previous programs where it travels. It can travel up to the throat or even ear, nose problem, nose going even into the brain. That it's pervasive. It can become pervasive. So what is a good way of combating it so that it doesn't, after a while, keep returning?
Yeah, oftentimes bacteria will become just adapted to the antibiotic, so it stops working after a while. But interestingly, for H. pylori, I've had really, really good luck, almost 100% cure rate at wiping the H. pylori out. It's an 8-week program. Using a couple of products that you can pick up at our dispensary. One product is called PeptiGuard.
How do you spell that, please?
P-E-P-T-I.
Yes.
And then Guard, G-U-A-R-D.
Okay.
And then there's another product called Pylorison, P-Y-L-O-R. I-C-I-N. So,
okay, P-Y-L-O-R-I-S-I-N?
C-I-N, Pylorison.
Be like brother, I see.
Pylorison, P-Y-L-O-R-I-C-I-N.
Oh,
so
see.
It's kind of like pylori.
Yeah, okay. And C-I-N, C like Carl, I-N, last week.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, okay. And so they work on what, how do they work, or what do they contain?
Those contain essential oils and common herbs that will kill off bacteria. So it's not exactly an antibiotic, but it has been shown effective against H. pylori in particular.
Would they be like... I can't think of it right now. Some of the herbs that are well known. One starts with an E, echinacea, and then with a G, what's the other one? Do they contain those?
I don't have the exact ingredients in front of me, but it does. Oh, here we go. It does contain deglycerizinated licorice, marshmallow root, slippery elm, aloe vera. That's the more soothing one. And then the pylorison has oregano and clove. Wormwood, ginger, garlic. So that's the one that tends to wipe out the bacteria.
Oh, that really does it, yeah. I hear you with the oregano, oil of oregano and garlic. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
But those two things I've had really good luck with wiping that out.
I was wondering whether that lady that called about her losing her teeth, and then having her jaw becoming, losing bone in her jaw. I had exactly the same thing. I finally had my teeth extracted, and then my health improved fairly a lot better. But my, according to look at pictures even, my lower jaw is just getting disappearing.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So I'm just wondering whether that has worked into the bone, you know, where the teeth were.
The H. pylori, you mean?
Where that's traveled from in the bone and traveled along the bone toward the ear and up further. I just have that feeling.
Yeah, a lot of times if you have like a chronic infection happening in the mouth or abnormal bacteria, it creates a lot of acidity, which can eat away at the bone and the teeth. So it's kind of like osteoporosis that's localized, and they've linked osteoporosis and bone loss to overly acid conditions, the same kind of process. So people that drink too much pop or, you know.
Oh, I don't. I try a very good diet. I try fruit and vegetables and in very, very lean, small amounts of protein.
That's great, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep that up and save your bones.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
very much. Thanks so much for your call, Dorothy.